It is echoey.
That was a good transition.
Yeah, what can I say? This is Bella.
Oh, I'm Addy. I can't hear myself. I don't hear an echo.
I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh wait, the level here. That might help. On Bella's booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are back in Studio A, baby. Really
this is
big
so exciting.
Day. And the song's ending.
That was a good transition, by the way. I've never done that before, where like I've faded in over the song. It's like,
blew it okay, yeah, take notes.
Execution.
This is my show,
mm-hmm.
But Addy's though, here joining us.
My show is in 5 hours, so.
tune back in.
All over this place.
Shout out WMFO. That last track was Seismic by Midair Thief. They were on my Discover Weekly, and I need to listen to this full record at some point. Whoa, that echo is crazy. There's an echo in the headphones. We're back in Studio A. If that means anything to you all, it just means that we're no longer in a closet. But it's nice, and I'm so happy to be back.
So nice.
With my good friend, Addy.
And we're also facing each other right now, so we're like making like really prolonged eye contact.
Yes.
It's so good.
Chill set today. I don't really. So, Addy was like, "How would you describe the music you play?" And there's a variety, and so I kind of just said alternative. But I've been informed that that last track was just not.
Okay.
What would you like? What is the word you
would
use for that?
I've actually like been the thinker on this. I don't like that one. Was like a little. What was acoustic? So it's like.
Yeah, but it's kind of like
I'm gonna offend some like music lovers.
That's okay.
I was thinking it's like a little folky.
It is a little folky, but there's some like weird sounds in there. No,
yeah. I just what would you like consider alternative? Like
I use it as a blanket term, and then you can like get into specifics where it's like alternative rock or alternative folk.
I associate alternative with alternative rock.
Yeah,
like,
I understand.
Kind of poppy, but like weird. You know, like Grimes.
I love I know Grimes.
No, not do you know Grimes, like,
but you
know
Grimes.
Grimes, like, that's kind of alternative.
Oh my god, we should play some Grimes.
We could put Grimes in the queue. Is it gonna be like jarring?
I've done worse.
You've done worse.
So when I had my show with Daria, if anyone remembers Second Breakfast, rest in peace, our first show ever, our theme was anxiety, and it was like Sophie. It was the most stressful thing ever. I don't know. And it was like 8 a.m.
You know what? You had an 8 a.m. Wait, what day?
It was Wednesday. Is that right, Daria? I don't think she's listening. It was like Wednesday or Monday. It was like one of those two.
Yeah.
It was totally Monday.
We had Sunday 7 a.m. last semester.
That's kind of nice because you get like the day started.
But like, you know, like, you know, Saturday night, we like, it wasn't an early night for us. So it would usually be we were showing up to the studio on like 3 to 5 hours of sleep. Ooh. And then we'd like begrudgingly go and get pop-up bagels. And then it like, which by the way, God, those bagels are so good. And then we'd all go back to sleep for like 3 hours.
That's nice. Okay, next track. So they can stop listening to our voices. This next song is called Sidelines by Toro y Moi. Love this record. And then maybe we'll play some Grimes. Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right. Enjoy.
I was on the field on a Friday night. Third string had to swallow my pride. I got thrown in on a 4th and 5 just so they could take a knee. Oh, I was only thinking about my 6th string. I remember coach trying to break us down. Two a days had us passing out. This week we gotta play away. Home team just came from state. Lost by 6, that's the worst way. About where I wanna be. I was drained of patience and my energy. Just to find out I played the wrong game. I was thinking about my 6th string. Heat wave ain't ever taking breaks. Shade in the cemetery. Drove a couple hours to the Angel Oak. Heavy conversation with a little smoke. Mama's cooking up cornmeal grains. Daddy's yelling at the football game. I was upstairs trying to make a name. I was upstairs with my 6th string. Say
changing paths. Don't go out enough. Know the men who's
Can you hear the paper in the background? It's like ASMR.
Hey everyone, we just played some songs. Let's talk about them. Okay, that last track was Another Stone by Men I Trust. This was an Addy request. Yeah, you want to talk about it? Have anything to
say? It's just a really good song. I don't know. It is. We were just talking about how it's like kind of strange that it didn't like. I don't know. Like enter. Like go on our radar. Is that?
Yeah, I think that was the turn of phrase that we used.
Until like several months after the album was released.
Because we were both like, it probably came out like end of summer, right? And then I look at it and it was May. I would say May 6th, 2025. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I also feel like I just didn't see people talking about it.
Yeah, I know, which is kind of surprising because they're like pretty mainstream. But for good reason.
But that was really awesome. And now I really want to listen to that. I don't know how to say this. Ecus Cabalus. It's the name of the record.
Oh, I like how you say record instead of song or album. Like, I've noticed that you pretty exclusively do that.
Do you have something to say about that? Or
no? Yeah, this is me airing my my beef with you.
Before that was Dust by Snuggle. I feel like
a good song. You put me on. That's on my playlist now.
I want to see. I feel like they've really been entering my life. What is this record called? Goodbye House. And it's one of those things where I haven't listened to the whole album.
You made really intense eye contact with me when saying that, by the way.
And like, it's only every once in a while a song from this album will come up and my Discover Weekly or whatever it may be, and it's always good. So I need to also really dive into their discography because it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I've been needing to do some more exploration, I feel, as well.
Yes, especially because Addy is a first year. Not to air out your dirty laundry, but definitely dirty laundry. You haven't. What I'm saying is, like, I feel like the more semesters I do with WMFO, I'm like, oh my god, I have to listen to music because I need to have something to play.
Yeah, I know. We're going to run out. I'm on a show with three of my beautiful friends, so I have to put in less songs.
What are your
friends'
names? Shout them out.
Owen, Isaac, and Caden. Yeah, and we have our 6 o'clock show. I'm just going to keep repeatedly plugging it because like, I can't help myself. Do you feel like your music taste gets, like, indier and indier every year you're at Tufts?
Yeah. There was a little bit of a lapse, I feel.
Oh, no.
In a way where I don't even think I'm not even going to call it a lapse because I was glad that it happened, but I'm really rediscovering my love for pop.
Okay.
Do you want to know who my top artist was?
Taylor Swift.
It's not Taylor Swift. I honestly am a little offended.
That's a reasonable. But I also I never know what my audience is like. Sometimes I'll make a Taylor Swift joke and I get the most like, I'm going to assault you gazes, you know? It's kind of hit or miss, so I'm glad.
Taylor Swift was not up there.
Okay.
Do you have another guess?
You
can not have another guess, and I can just tell you.
Yeah.
Addison Rae.
Wow, I was never going to guess. You got offended. You got offended when I said Taylor Swift, but asked me.
Addison Rae makes good music.
Okay, here's my
I think Addison Rae should win Best New Artist, and I mean that.
I really don't.
Who's up? Who else is up for it?
Alex Warren, question mark.
So you think Alex Warren?
No. I don't. Who else is up for best new artist? Oh, Olivia Dean is.
I prefer Addison Rae.
Okay, my qualm with her is that she obviously doesn't, like, make her own music.
Olivia Dean?
No, Addison Rae.
I think, like, that she does.
You could tell the lines that she's written because they're, like,
okay,
really
wait, dumb. Ready for this? Okay, Olivia Dean, Leon Thomas the third. It's a sense and a sense. Alex Warren, Cat's Eye.
Okay.
Itsukini.
What?
Never mind. yeah, Lola Young.
Okay.
The Marias.
Okay, well,
The Marias, I think.
I'm a Marias, like,
and Somber,
big fan.
And
so.
Addison Rae. I think it should be either the Marias or Addison Rae.
I don't know.
Somber. I'm just gonna
Addison Rae has Addison Rae has really, like, fun music. And by the way, I literally love Aquamarine. I think that song is so, like, catchy and fun. You know what song I'm talking about, right? Okay, good.
Do I know what
song? As your number one artist. That's a stupid question.
By the way, and I do want to say, like, to the people, I'm not, and I know it doesn't make, I know everyone's going to be like, well, obviously you are a huge Addison Rae fan because she's your number one artist. I would not say that she's my favorite artist ever.
Mm-hmm.
There, of course, she's my number one artist for a reason, but I don't agree with it.
Okay.
I think she should be, like, number five.
Yeah. I had some question, like, I'm trying to think of my recap. My recap was so mainstream. I looked at it and I was like, this is really embarrassing. Like, I couldn't tell. It felt like one of those things where I didn't want to circulate it. You know, everyone was sending each other their Wrapped, and I just didn't.
I didn't really
it.
Share mine because it was really scary. The only, like, normal thing on there was Big Thief and Adrian Linker were both on there, and I was like, okay.
The Addison Rae to Geese pipeline isn't talked about enough.
Oh yeah, there's geese incoming, by the way. oh wait, we're still talking about the songs that we played. Let's get back on track.
Wow, yeah,
we were distracted. Circumambient was the Grimes song that we picked. Mm-hmm. Did you like it?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard the song before. It's really good.
I love Grimes. We could just do a PSA now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm getting ready to hand you the one that's like,
okay,
this
yeah.
one's a little silly.
Addy picked a PSA for me and I haven't read it.
There's a
now.
Really annoying burger one in the other binder and I would have given
it to
you.
Oh, this is a classic.
But
I love
yeah,
this
it
one.
Is a classic.
Okay. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages. So you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. I think you should wash your hands. There's a hand-washing PSA, too. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Anyone have bets on whether or not Bella's a theater kid? I like that you inserted in there that
you should wash your hands, which is another PSA.
You should definitely wash your hands.
You don't even
need
to wash your hands
food.
Before you eat. I actually think that you should.
Who wrote that?
But I do agree that fresh fruits are great. I was just talking, we were talking about this earlier about how I have trouble buying fresh fruit because it goes bad. And then Addy said, what was your response?
Have you considered eating it? Yeah, that's what I said.
And
I have two bananas in my bag right now. I took them from Carm.
Oh, that's scary because a backpack banana is like dangerous because you think, oh, it's just going to be in there and it's going to be fine. And then you forget about it.
I'm not going to forget about
it. I forgot
I'm like
about
the banana
bananas.
Eater. I do. I think this is going to be like, I think when I get back to my room with these two bananas, I'm going to have three bananas, an orange and a green apple on my desk. So it's going to be a big fruit day for me.
Maybe, I'm really excited for you.
Who knows? Maybe I won't even wash my hands.
But you should.
I don't know. The PSA told me not to.
The PSA is like, do not wash your hands if you're eating
all.
A banana.
To whatever you do, do not wash your hands.
Okay. So I'm sorry that we talked for so long.
Yeah, what's the cue?
This next track is me trying to sell Addie on the Geese train. Yeah. This song is Long Island City, Here I Come by, you guessed it, Geese. Enjoy.
Nobody knows where they're going. Nobody knows where they're going. Nobody knows where they're going except me. I told poor John. You've been talking to you know who. And if you can talk to him, you can talk to me too. And Joan of Arc, she warned. The Lord has a lot of friends, and in the end, he'll probably forget he's met you before. Here I come.
You got this. Are Hello. You playing on background music?
Oh, there we go. Okay, I got it. I was confused. Hi.
Hello.
We played some songs. That last track was Hard by FKA Twigs, who I've been listening to a lot, especially that track. Before that was Speaking Terms, because I'm teaching Addie some her story. I was like
educating the youth.
I was like, you know, snail mail, right?
Crickets. No. I mean, this is an educational radio, so
exactly. And I'm educating.
You're educating.
What did you think of Speaking Terms? I think I really that's like a perfect song. I think it's so good.
I like it a lot. I mean, it's just like indie pop, and like I think that you can't really go wrong with indie pop.
I used to think that snail mail kind of sounded like everyone. I feel like you should listen to
that a little bit.
No, if you listen to the whole album and like sit with it, okay. I feel like you'll change your mind. Because I thought that, and I was really like, this is just any other.
I'll revisit it. Yeah.
Good. And then before that was Long Island City, Here I Come.
Yeah, that is what I probably will not be revisiting.
It was funny because before I played it, we were talking about Geese. And Addie's, like, I think main complaint was Cameron Winter's voice. And I was like, just give it a try. Like, I'm gonna put on Long Island City, Here I Come. And then it was the
first second he started singing, Bella's face just dropped. I could see it. I could see
it. Because if you don't like Cameron, that was, like, a really bad example of, like, I know why you don't like his voice. Yeah. And that was a very... very clear example of I know why you don't.
But
I like it. It grows on you,
it's
I think.
Always like, it's always that, you know? He's I'm gonna upset a lot of people with this take, like a lot of people. But I think like his voice is like annoying to me in that way.
I feel like a lot of people.
Consistently annoying. Like at least he's consistent about it, you know?
He does have like a style that he sings in.
Yeah, he does. And there's never a song where he's not doing the vibrato that's like, really? Yeah. Like, why are you doing that?
The AC keeps turning on.
The AC?
Or not, like the, I guess the heater. Degrees.
Okay.
The thermos.
Not quite.
The temperature control. Let's just say.
Sure.
All right.
What's
so,
the cue going on? Wait, we have like an awkward amount. Okay.
Yeah, we'll play a few more songs. We'll come back. We'll say bye.
Yeah.
Sad. Mm. This next track, I actually came back to this song because I heard it on WMFO and I was like, this is great, and I remembered it, and now it's here and I'm playing it again.
What is it?
It's called Fleshless Hand by ML Butch. That's how I say it. There's no T. It's B-U-C-H.
Butch. Yeah, Butch. I don't know.
Anyways,
okay, you can slide it in now.
Okay, here is Fleshless Hand.
Thank you. Dream.
hours up.
Your hour that I am, that I'm pitching.
That you infiltrated. All right, that last track was Some Are Lakes by Land of Talk. Nothing much to say about that one except that it was on my Discover Weekly and I liked it. And then before that was, I guess we played like one song, Fleshless Hand by ML Butch, which you liked.
Yeah, that was a good song.
That was good. That whole album is really good. I feel like it's a similar sound throughout.
I Shazammed it and then I screenshotted the Shazam.
You could have just asked me.
No, like it's, it, I
you could have
I
gone
like,
onto the WMFO website and seen.
I know, but I have, I put like things that I want to do in my camera roll. I screenshot it so that when I go through my camera roll to look at photos, I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. That album.
That song,
and I look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was a pleasure being with you all.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Bella.
Hey, always. Mm. This is Bella.
This is Addie.
On Bella's Booth, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to end it with some of The Microphones, I Felt Your Shape. A classic song, just like one of those songs that's a classic.
Maybe it'll even end up in my camera roll. Who knows?
We'll see. And then I'll leave you for the day. But enjoy your Saturday.
Yeah. Have a good day. Stay warm.
Bye.
Shape, but I was wrong. Really, all I felt was falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the back kitchen, my grip was loose, my open. I felt your shape and heard you breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms I can feel most of you. Around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone.